This reindeer is a stout animal with a cocoa-colored coat and a fluffy white ruff around her neck. Her antlers have 5 or 6 points on each side and span more than 2 feet. She lives at the corner of 10th and I Street in downtown Anchorage.
Good morning, little girl. Are you up and awake? Where you at? Come on, let's go for a walk.
That's Albert Whitehead harnessing up the reindeer for a walk on the park strip, something he does regularly. He's the caretaker for Anchorage's most famous reindeer, Star.
When she first comes out, she wants to run a little bit. And when I was younger days, I would run with them. I can't run anymore.
There's one reindeer here now. She's called Star, but she's the 6th reindeer named Star, which is another long story if you have time.
Whitehead is full of stories. He's helped take care of many of Star's predecessors.
Star 1 lived to be 22 years old. Star 2 was stolen and killed. Star 3 inadvertently ate plastic bags. Star 4 lived to be 18. Star 5 was a young one who had a short experience and died the same week Mrs. Stewart died.
Mrs. Stewart was the one who brought the first pet reindeer to downtown Anchorage. Whitehead came to Alaska in 1960 with the service. Shortly after his arrival, he met Ivan and Oro Stewart, the owners of Stewart's Photo Shop, and began working for them part-time. Over the years, he evolved into their reindeer helper, particularly after Mr. Stewart died in 1986.
So upon Mrs. Stewart's death in 2002, I discovered that she gave me a life estate as long as I maintained her reindeer and some other things that I had to do.
Okay, let's go for a walk.
It doesn't take long before smiling people nearby abandon wherever they're going and stop to visit with Star.
Up to,
huh?
Say hi.
Right there.
Of my
it's
friend.
So nice
I don't
to
think so.
See
come
you.
To us.
We've heard about you, actually.
Kelly McHugh works for the Smithsonian National Museum of the American Indian in Washington, D.C. She's visiting Anchorage.
We had heard about Star. Our colleagues at the Smithsonian's Arctic Studies Center, who work at the Anchorage Museum, told us about her and that she's very friendly and sociable and like a fixture in Anchorage, we've heard. So it's like thrilling to see her on the street.
It's a bit like walking around with a celebrity, Whitehead says. Strangers' faces light up.
I think people are more open and they just come up and want to talk about who is she, what is she, what's her history, how old is she, how does she behave. It's a conversation piece.
We bumped into Meg Smith near the park strip. She grew up in Anchorage and remembers vividly the first time she visited a Star the reindeer in a downtown enclosure when she was 8 in 1976.
It was such a treat to come downtown to go to the fence and see it. It's a wild animal, and you are in an urban area, and to just see it walk on the sidewalk is a beautiful thing.
Star is beautiful, but not really wild. Reindeer originated in Eurasia and were domesticated anywhere from 2,000 to 10,000 years ago. Humans selected for certain characteristics, and as a result, reindeer are fairly docile. Whitehead says they're very quiet animals. The only sound they make, very rarely, is a low grunt. As we continue our walk downtown, we hear the clicking of her hooves on the pavement.
And now you know where the song about click click on a rooftop at Christmas time. That's where it came from, right?
The clicking of reindeer hooves, something most kids dream about this time of year. But here in Anchorage, there's reindeer magic all year round.
Oh my gosh, this is the best part of our day. You're so sweet. Look at your lovely nose.
Thank you.
In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.
Santa Claus comes tonight. No more days to count, but the even longer wait begins. The suspense of having to wait from bedtime till morning. Yes, kids all over the world say their prayers and go to sleep, knowing that when they wake up, the little fat man with the long white beard will have stopped by their houses and left the answer to a wish from the most wonderful, magical sack there ever was. On the housetop, reindeer paws. Out jumps good old Santa Claus. Down through the chimney with lots of toys, all for the little ones' Christmas joys.
Oh, oh, oh.
Oh, who wouldn't go?
Oh, oh, oh.
Who wouldn't go? Up on the housetop, click, click, click. Down through the chimney with good Saint Nick. First comes the stocking of little Nell. Oh, dear Santa, fill it.